how I understand universal law is that that it's full disclosure. Well, I thought of a loophole, and I think that that loophole is. Welcome to my virtual campfire. I have Terrell Rogers back for our third episode.
This is our third episode, three-peat.
Awesome. For a three-peat. So I know we're talking about UFOs today. And Terrell, I'll let you run with what you have in your mind.
Okay. So the main topics I want to discuss is when President Biden shot down the, which I believe was a 3 or 4. I always forget the exact number. I was the recent whistleblower, because I definitely want to get my opinions on both of those two. And just the UFO disclosure in general and like where it's headed, you know, why they're doing it, you know, now, especially like now when a lot of stuff is going on.
Steve, we have crashed craft stated earlier. Do we have the bodies of the pilots who piloted this craft?
Biologics came with some of these recoveries. Yeah.
Were they, I guess, human or non-human biologics?
Non-human, and that was the assessment of people with direct knowledge on the program I talked to that are currently still on the program.
There's a lot to timing. This has been a long time coming. But yeah, what's your opinion about why now?
I think it's because of what's been going on like lately, especially what happened in February, because I was very vocal about that on social media. I even had one person block me. It is what it is. But I just couldn't like, because, you know, when it comes to politics, I'm neutral. So the viewers out there, I'm neutral. So, you know, I'm not Democrat, Republican, independent. I'm neutral. What POTUS did, I wasn't supportive of it. The U.S. United States government, along with the Pentagon, they said those UFOs that Biden ordered to shoot down was unknown. So we still, to this very day of July, we're in July about to enter in August, not knowing where those 3-4 UFOs came from that was shot down. And the part that I thought would was like even bigger news, because it was big news, but I felt like it just wasn't trending enough. One was a cylinder, one is an octagon, one is a hexagon. So no aircraft on the world, for that matter, has aircrafts of those shape. But then when I heard like those, I thought that was alarming. And the fact that the president ordered a shoot down of that, and we don't know where they came from. It could have been a scout ship. It could have been, you know, extraterrestrial or a combination of both. Was it friendly or hostile? So regardless of if it was friendly or hostile, I just didn't I didn't support the shoot down of it, like, in general. I feel like that's just a dangerous move, because us as a human race, we are inferior in the universe. And we hate to say it like that, but it's just the sad truth.
We're the hostile ones, in my opinion. The humans seem to be more hostile than any of these aircraft. I'm not saying there aren't hostile extraterrestrials, because I do believe that they also exist. What I really question is, did they really shoot them down? Like, were they successful at shooting them down? There's many accounts of military jets attempting to either chase a UFO or shoot at them. The technology that these UFOs have is far superior than ours. So I think it was interesting how they silenced talking about the wreckage, you know?
I was going to mention that, like, they never recovered it. All they said was right. It was shot down. So whether it was like successful or not, they just said shot down, but they never like recovered it. Unlike the balloon, they recovered that. Even that I didn't support, because you didn't know what that was. A balloon could have been, that thing could have been carrying a nuke. But it just shows you how the human race has handled the UFO extraterrestrial situation and everything. When they enter airspace, they're quick to send in jets and everything. They're quick to shooting down, whether friendly or hostile. That's not logical.
What did you think of the case in Vegas where the extraterrestrial beings actually were seen in someone's backyard?
So here's my thoughts on it. I do believe the family. I do believe they saw like extraterrestrials in their yard and everything. I know there's been like so many different videos claiming to show the extraterrestrial, the police camera one where they showed the UFO flying away. It's a really tough one, because when I heard that the family was like, they either moved or hiding or a combination of both, past UFO cases where reporters and eyewitnesses were either silenced or killed. That case, so what's even crazy about that, it happened, I think it was April, but it surfaced around the whistleblower case. And then the whistleblower case happened, but the Vegas thing had happened earlier this year, but the report came out like months later. The only theories I could think of is either the ETs, they want their presence to actually be known, and they know our governments are ignorant to some extent, because they have revealed UFOs exist. We know ETs exist. Like, we've always known that, but now we definitely know it because of what's been going on lately. Mm-hmm. And or this could be a situation where, this is a theory I've been hoping doesn't come true, but may come true. Us as a human race, we're caught in this extraterrestrial war where two alien races, one is trying to protect the human race, one is trying to destroy it. It could be something like that that's going on.
Many of the major governments on planet Earth have been infiltrated by extraterrestrials and even given advanced technology. I think that our government isn't totally transparent with us about their knowledge, because I think they're trying to keep control of humans. And there are other extraterrestrial races that have human interest at the forefront of their mind, I think they're trying to make themselves more known, because they're trying to wake us up and say, hey, we're here, we can help if you guys ask us to. But from what I understand of universal law, they can't really assist unless we ask. But I also think it's baby steps, because you can't like learn to run before you can walk, you know? So people have to have those encounters, like that one, say in Vegas, and start having these experiences, because it's the only way that we can all collectively then say, okay, yes, these beings are here. They're, you know, we can identify which ones are nice, which ones are not. Intrinsically, our intuition tells us what beings are benevolent and which ones are hostile. So I don't even think that once humans acknowledge it, I don't even think there'll be a question of who's good and who's bad, because it's really only humans who aren't transparent.
And there's two things I want to touch on that too, what you said about the human extraterrestrial interaction. It just goes back to like what you were saying about baby steps, because this wouldn't even, because if it's true about like ancient Earth, ETs working with ancient Earth, then for Earth, it wouldn't be baby steps, because this has been going on for years then, because like I have gone on record, I believe the ancient Egyptians worked with extraterrestrials. Yeah. I believe those, what the sculptures, the statues that we see in museums, that's what they saw. That's why the eyes look alien. Because if you look at a lot of Egyptian statues, the eyes do not look human. They look extraterrestrial eyes. They look fake, like human face, but extraterrestrial eyes. It goes back to like just human interaction. I think there's like limitations, because I believe that's why ancient Egypt fell. I believe ancient Egypt was working with hostile ETs, not friendly. We need to start educating like people now, and especially like the younger generation, because they are way too distracted right now with you know, the pandemic, TikTok and everything. It's getting really sad right now, because their brains are not being illuminated right now. They're being deprived, distracted from all this great knowledge that's being thrown out at us in this quantum shift. The ETs, they're laughing at us right now, because it's like we're like, time and space is different for them. The apocalyptic pyramid, which I always call it, which is on the dollar bill. So it goes back to like, you know, Egypt, the bald eagle with Rome and everything. So, and I'm pretty sure a lot of viewers watching, they're probably wondering, like, what's this? Like, being distracted with all this stuff that's dumbing down the brain. Because right now they're doing all these disclosures and nobody's paying attention. They're about to release more JFK files. One of them is going to be a UFO file. So they're not hiding stuff anymore. It's just a lot of stuff are like coming together. I still think enough information is still being like watered down, because if they were to go full disclosure, humanity is going to flip. I mean, you're talking about destruction of religion, politics, military, and everything once they go full disclosure. But we know that's what the big one is, the destruction of all that. Human race gets full freedom.
This is a free will planet. So we should have full disclosure. They're not fully disclosing everything. And, you know, some of those UFOs flying around, I actually think are military UFOs, you know, like test flying, you know, whatever they're doing. And that's part of the cover up, I think. I don't think all of the UFOs that are seen are always off planet. I think some of them actually were developed here.
Yeah, that goes back to the whistleblower report where he said the United States has in possession like 10 or 12 UFOs. And in Alaska, which is, you know, not new, is not new to me and you, but it might be new to some of the viewers. Alaska is a very well-known hot UFO spot because yes. I'm Alaska, the West Coast of the United States, Japan, the Bermuda Triangle, of course. Alaska is like considered one of those dangerous UFO hotspots. Going back to like Truman and Eisenhower, you would know this, where they said that the abduction was part of the agreement where humans could be abducted, but then where I'm confused because that Alaska incident where the girl was abducted but not returned. What was going on with that?
So part of the deal that Eisenhower made is that he agreed that they could use humans for research purposes. You know, I was watching with Shark Week. They were pulling the sharks out of the water.
Now he's out of the sea and into the competent hands of the expedition team.
The procedure for putting a tag in is kind of like surgery. You know, you just have to methodically go through it.
This precise real-time transmitter is revolutionary. It can last up to 6 years and send over 120,000 messages, promising to deliver the most important data on the great white's life cycle to date. They collect this big male's DNA for analysis.
But I thought about it for a minute and I was like, you know what? They just pulled this animal out of its place. They're tagging its fin to track it. And then pulling blood, doing all these other things, and then putting it back. And humans have no problem doing that to animals, you know, and then when humans get abducted and the exact same thing happens, implants are put in, you know, all these things, they're kept alive. They're not like tortured or anything, but they're being used for research purposes. And, you know, it's not too far of a stretch of the imagination to think that, yes, we do that to other animals. Why wouldn't another species be wanting to do that to us?
This is where the debate comes in, where they try to differentiate it from like human sentinel animals and everything, which in a way I don't like humans being, I don't like humans or animals being experimented on. People will argue like, well, the animals don't know. They don't have like a full intelligence like we do. They're still living beings at the end of the day.
Right.
With the human thing, my thing is like, you know, if you're gonna experiment, you know, by all means, it could be you're trying to find cures for cancer and all that, but to abduct them, that's where it gets like, you know, uncomfortable because like, okay, it's like instead of just asking, now you're forcing experimentation. That is the negative. I can understand why they're doing it, but then no, it's still being forced. The human race is caught in between, whether it's like a war, is this or just a conflict or both. We're just on the unfair end. Mm-hmm. Like we're literally like on the unfair end of it. And you know, it goes back to the governments too, because that theory about reptilians and everything, take like controlling half of the governments and half of the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for them to disclose that. Like, cause I don't know if they're gonna disclose that.
When you go through those documents, half of the stuff is still blacked out. It isn't even full disclosure at that.
It's a disclosure. But
yeah.
I thought it was just me. I'm like, because there's some files where it's like, you're like, okay, I didn't know this, even though there's some like blacked out. But then some of them do reveal like some secrets and stuff. But it's just, they're not giving us like the full, like the big one of them all, which is like, you know, even though the whistleblower, he already did that already because we already knew ETs existed, but the one that had me worried, which is we had touched on this already about the hostile ones, but in the report where the reporter asked him have ETs ever harmed humans, and the whistleblower said yes, but he didn't, you know, say by name and location and everything. And other past accounts where the US fighter pilot shot down a UFO, they both shot each other and they both went down. It goes back to like, you know, reptilians and grays. How hostile can they be? Because then that goes back to like, you know, the threat to like, you know, the human race and everything, which is why I did not support that shoot down of those UFOs by President Biden. Because suppose that had been a friendly ET, like me and you both agree, no wreckage, no reports of wreckage being found. But at the same time, you could have been shooting down a friendly. Have you lost your mind?
Going back to the ancient Egypt topic, recently I was in Egypt there are these images in ancient Egypt of these reptilians. And for some reason, you know, those images aren't being shown.
And they're letting this out there. Like, they're telling people, like, you know, the stuff that you're seeing in science fiction, that's not fiction. That's all real. We're trying to tell you. But the majority, which me and you have been discussing, they're distracted.
So disclosure should be universal law. How I understand universal law is that that it's full disclosure. Well, I thought of a loophole, and I think that that loophole is Hollywood, basically. All the science fiction, all the things that are not labeled as like truth, like what you're saying, but they're kind of, you know, the entertainment. Yeah. Well, they're considering that their disclosure, following universal law, because they are disclosing it, but they're not saying this is our disclosure. They're just saying, hey, here's this information, here's what's out there. And we're taking it as entertainment because that's kind of how it's being framed, but that actually is their disclosure. So that's how they're getting around the universal law.
It's kind of like today. I believe the only reason the ETs have not been able to do what they really want to do is because the creator and the angelics are blocking it. Kind of like Q in Star Trek. He could just, if he wanted to, he could just get rid of it.
That's why I think Hollywood is the loophole. Because it's like they're able to say, oh, we can keep doing what we're doing because we're telling them we showed them this, we showed them that, and they all think it's sci-fi.
It's interesting because I truly believe that if I had stayed in religion, I would never discover myself as an energy healer if I had stayed in religion. And I think that I went ahead reached that far into studying like ETs and all that if I had stayed in religion. Because the one in flight with religion I saw was when I brought up UFOs and ETs. And that's when I started realizing, like, okay, there's something off here, because it's like, we're not the only ones like in the universe. I'm pretty sure the creator of all life did not just create humans and angels. Like, ETs are in the Bible. Mm-hmm. The Vatican has acknowledged UFOs. They have a UFO sector. So it's like, They're telling people like, hey, UFOs exist. And we both know, and now a lot of people are starting to like already know this too, like ETs exist. Like ETs, UFOs are in the Bible. The Ezekiel chapter, Enoch, like the list goes literally on and everything.
I think the problem is time. Say in our matrix, that what we live in, we use time. But time doesn't exist in the way, like, quantum physics proves that time is not linear how we think of it. So when we're born, we know already our path. The past, present, and future are all wrapped up in the same thing. So things like deja vu exist because before you came to this planet, you knew already what your path was. So you're just seeing a snippet of the future, which feels like the past because you already knew it, but it's, does that make sense? So it feels like a simulation because we go by linear time. And so that's kind of the, that's where I think words kind of get in the way, because if you look at it from a quantum perspective, it makes sense.
Yeah. It goes back to like what I was saying earlier in the conversation, like time for ETs is different than Earth time.
Yes.
Like, universal time is different from Earth time. So like,
yeah,
it could be 2023 to us, but to them 3075, because like light yearage and everything, like time is different on Earth and space. Way different. But it goes back to what me was talking about. This has been going on like for centuries and everything. Everything's connecting, like literally, like the Earth's weather patterns have been off and everything. Cause you know, you've heard that reports about HAARP, Alaska. Mm-hmm. It goes back to Alaska. Yep. So like there's a lot of stuff like going on right now. Like, you know, the Skinwalker Ranch, that's been, they're doing a lot of stuff over there right now. It's a lot of dots being connected and stuff, and I just hope that the masses that are like watching this and just following the news realize the seriousness of it, because they don't want to get caught in the storm and then you know, they don't know what to do. And it's like, you know, you want to start paying attention now, because this is really important information that they're giving out, because it's gonna it's beneficial for everybody. Whether you're into UFOs or not, it's gonna affect you. Because what happens to humans and ETs is gonna affect everybody, good or bad or both. Like, people need to start paying attention to this information, like, right now. This is really important information that, like, you know, they're giving out, whether it's full disclosure or half disclosure. They need to start taking notice, like, now.
For a very long time, I didn't want to talk. Well, I would talk about extraterrestrials all the time, but not recorded. Do you know what I mean? Like, and now I feel like I will do that because it's a little more open. But it's not as open as I realize, because it's funny. I'll have conversations with people and they'll have listened to my podcast. They express how brave I am for having certain conversations. And to me, I'm like, well, that's part of disclosure, right? Like, having conversations about it. But not everyone is quite there. You know, they're like, oh, that's a fringe topic. And I don't think it's that fringe, but I think there's still a very large majority of people that they're curious, but they're still.
So don't come at me, Crystal. Go at Hollywood. They was the one that disclosed it first.
And they're the loophole. I'm just saying. Yeah,
loophole. And then September 11th, loophole. That was History Channel. History Channel was the one that said, oh, Rumsfeld got time traveling photos. That didn't come from my mouth. That came from History Channel.
Yeah.
Like me and Crystal was saying. So we're just, you know, I'm going back on information that I learned, you know, from their disclosures and everything. But the fact that, you know, it's just now it's like, you know what? Yeah, disclose it, because it's like that you can't hide stuff.
Thank you so much, Terrell. I really appreciate your time. And it's always super fun to talk about all of, I guess, the conspiracies.
Well, what we thought was conspiracies now turn out to be facts, as the truthers would say, true. But it goes back to, like, you know, universal connections and everything. We have the same views. Like, we all need to get together, looking out for each other. It's like on fire, and we need to, like, watch out for each other's safety and well-beings and everything. Like, it's like I said, it's a lot of stuff going on.
I mean, I chose to come here at this time, so, like, I knew all this stuff was coming. Yeah. I didn't know the minutia of the details of it, but I had the feeling of the enormity of it. And so to see it unfolding and to learn all the minutia and to be experiencing it is, to me, it's thrilling. I love it. I feel like, you know, I feel like I'm here at the right time. And I think it's super exciting.
Yeah. And there's supposed to be like a big announcement hearing with Congress next week. So let's see. Is it really a big announcement or is it just a clickbait?
Even things like our money system is changing, you know, so there's a lot going on so many different levels. By the end of this year, we're just going to be in a whole new realm of things.
You're welcome. Anytime. And thank you. This was definitely awesome.
I'll talk to you later, Terrell.
I definitely.
All right. See ya.
All right, see ya.